with corn peel was being made with a mouth test, kind of like a what we call a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a pitcher. We do that in order so if the cow kicked the milk out, she wouldn't kick it all out. That's why we milk in the pail, you see, and then pour it over there in the bucket. Because in case, sometimes they will kick, and if you milk in there all in your bucket and get the bucket down there full, and she kick it, she done kicked out all you got. So we would take the milk in a pail, as we call it, and then pour it over in there, so we be sure we have that, but we done milk.
Yeah. Was the bucket made out of wood or metal?
No, the bucket made out of something like galvanized or aluminum, more so now than anything else, but aluminum.
Yeah. Okay, and something you put your garbage in, you call that?
Well, we call it a trash can now.
Uh-huh.
Keep our trash and goblet and stuff in it.
What'd you call it then?
Well, back then we just called it, we did call it a trash bucket because that's the biggest we had for it with trash.
Okay, and this is something you might use for frying eggs, and something you might have in the kitchen used for frying eggs.
Used for what?
Frying eggs.
What is it? Pan? Frying pan?
Uh-huh. How does it, does the frying pan have legs to it?
No, we... Back in our day, we had what we called an oven.
Oven, yeah.
Now, oven have four legs in it.
About how big?
Well, they very big around as this, only they made, you know, round.
Mm-hmm.
And four little legs under there about that high.
Mm-hmm.
And long handle about that long on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it it has a lid that sits on top of it, lid made kind of, you know, sloping like that.
Yeah.
And my mother would take it and put fire out on the hearth rock, cold.
Yeah.
Set that oven over the coal. And then she put a bread or meat or whatsoever she gonna cook in that oven. And then she'd take a shovel and get coals out from under the wood and put on top of the lid.
Yeah.
And it would cook the best bread you ever eat. Just brown it like it come out of the stove. Just as brown and light. And that's what we call an oven.
What about something that's big, like heavy iron thing with a big opening?
That was wash pot.
Wash pot. That you cook stuff in that?
Well, they used to have in back in olden time had what they called a suet kettle.
Mm-hmm.
They was made like a pot.
Mm-hmm.
But they was thick iron.
Uh-huh.
And they was you couldn't catch around them like that. They was longer, but they were made just like a pot.